late yesterday afternoon, we had a water line break near Holloman and 2818. It was an 8-inch line, an older line. We suspect that with the hot, dry weather, the ground is shifting and cracking, and older lines are more susceptible to damage in that situation. So because of the location, it was near a gas line, an Atmos gas line, we had to get the leak isolated. We had to get Atmos out there to make sure we weren't going to hit the gas line. All that took a while to get done. Meanwhile, we were losing quite a bit of water. So we asked the citizens, the water customers of College Station, if they would please just conserve, you know, like maybe turn off their irrigation system for the next morning so that we would have a chance to be able to refill our elevated tanks and our ground tanks. We try to keep a minimum amount of water in there just in case there's a major fire. We want to have reserve capacity in those tanks for firefighting. So the crews were able to isolate the leak around 8 o'clock last night and then get it repaired about 11, and we had water service restored just before midnight last night. And then our water production crews were able to crank things up and refill all the tanks in the overnight hours. So today we're back to pretty much normal operations. But we did end up with a record day water usage, 25.8 million gallons. Of course, that included the water that was lost in the leak. So we're pushing our water system to the max, but, you know, this is what it's designed to do, and we sure appreciate the residents' cooperation with our call for conservation last night.
I was just going to bring up that the stars were in the unfortunate alignment to have the break take place just as record usage was taking place.
Right. Yeah, and the break was part of that record usage. You know, we don't have an estimate yet of exactly how much water was lost during the break, but that definitely contributed. But, yeah, it's a double whammy because we get this hot, dry weather, which increases the likelihood of waterline breaks at the same time that the usage is the highest for outdoor irrigation. So it's just a time when we have to pay really close attention to, you know, the system, the operation of the system, and those demands.
And there's really no way to monitor the integrity of the lines, I'm sure.
Right. I mean, to have inline monitors like that would be exorbitantly expensive. So, you know, we pretty much rely on watching. The instrumentation that we do have shows the flow out of the towers, and we can tell when there's an abnormally high flow out of the towers, we know we've got a leak somewhere. And so we do have, you know, some measure of instrumentation that gives us an indication of a leak, but we certainly don't have sensors on every water pipe out in the system.
The repairs that were made yesterday, is that something where you're going to have to go back and do something permanent, or what you did will take care of it?
Yeah, that repair is going to take care of it. That line in general is on our rehabilitation list to be completely replaced, you know, sometime within the next 10 years. So we do kind of have our eye on that particular line, but the repair we made last night will hold.
And then the other thing, I suppose, is a shout out to everybody involved in getting the repair made and getting the service restored, because even after dark, it was still very warm.
Yes, absolutely. You know, our field operations crews are excellent. We had our new foreman Jerry out there. Our crew leader Craig did an excellent job of getting the line exposed and repaired and service restored. So, yeah, I want to send out a big thank you to those guys. They do an incredible job under difficult conditions.